Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 49th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
20 years had passed, and obviously God had worked in the hearts, not just of Jacob for 20 years, but obviously God's worked in the life of Esau for 20 years. And I'm not saying Esau was a saved man, but what I am saying, God worked on him. Because we find also in Proverbs 21:1, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. And we realize the sovereignty of God, even in unbelievers' lives. God is sovereign. He's the ruler. He's absolutely the ruler. And we see that the sovereignty of God was worked in both of their lives. 20 years of hate and enmity between the two in the moment had disappeared. And I wrote in my notes on a personal, wasted years. And I think of all the families, even today, how the family's getting into an argument. Brothers and sisters and fathers and mothers, and, you know, sons and daughters and all. And perhaps you know, I know some people like this. And they cut off relations of their brother, their sisters, you know, some close relation. And they don't talk to them for years and years. It is. But yet, it happens to so many people. Wasted years. As a matter of fact, I talked to somebody just 2 days ago, and I won't go into details because they may be listening and don't know I'm talking about them now. Anyway, you don't know who I'm talking about. And they shared with me that their sibling, they hadn't talked to them for years and years because of some conflict over one of the parents' death, you know, in the house. You know, all the, I've seen it, and you probably have too. When the parents die, the kids fuss over who gets what, okay? This happened. The parents have been gone a long time. They haven't spoke for years and years because of something that took place. But this week, for the first time, they made a phone call, and they reconciled. And this is what happened here with Esau and Jacob. But yet those years that were wasted as far as that relationship. And I know God is sovereign. He had a plan for everything. But yet it was wasted years on their lives personally. The weapons of war were laid aside and forgiveness and grace was manifested. We see it here in verse number 4. What a happy reunion that must have been. And what a relief it must have been to Jacob. In his mind, man, this is it. He's come to slaughter me and my family, but yet something different happened. Now look at verse number 5. And he, this is speaking of Esau, saw the women and the children, and he said, who are those with thee? Remember, he's been gone 20 years, and they didn't have email, they didn't have texting, they didn't have telephones. It was hundreds and hundreds of miles away from where he was. They didn't communicate for 20 years. And Esau said, who's all these people with you? And he, speaking of Jacob, said, now notice what he said. The children which God hath graciously given thy servant. Notice that Jacob did not say, these are my children. He didn't stop there. He said, it's the children that God has given me. And he given it to me graciously. Psalm 127 verse 3. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. I had the privilege and the honor of preaching at men's retreat there at the camp Friday night. And I mentioned this in my message about in that crowd of men, I had 3 sons that was in that group of men there at men's retreat. And I was so grateful to know that I mentioned I have seven children. And I'm so thankful to know that all of them know the Lord as their own personal Savior. All my family is in the ark of safety. What a blessing to know. And now the grand, and I mentioned it's just camp because it's a ministry. Matter of fact, if you don't mind, well, whether you mind or not, what I preach Friday night, I'm going to preach this morning. Because Everett wasn't there and he needed to hear what I preached. And the rest of you guys weren't there Friday night. And literally the title was Act Like Men, ACT. Act Like Men. It's 1 Corinthians chapter number 16. And I'll give you the message later on today. But the thought was how our children look at us as examples, our grandkids look at us. The world, it's an awful place. And I'm so glad I'm a believer. Amen. I'm so glad I'm on my way to heaven and the kids can look at least us as an examples of them to follow, and our children are a blessing from God. Amen. And Jacob realized that in verse number 5 when he said, the children which God has graciously given thy servant. In other words, I didn't deserve it. He graciously gave to thy servant. I love that verse. And then we see in verse number 6 and 7. Then the handmaidens came near, they and their children, they bowed themselves, and Leah also with her children came near. Remember in the order in which they were lined up. And after came Joseph near and Rachel, and they bowed themselves one by one. Each of the wives and children came up to be introduced to their uncle and to their brother-in-law, depending on which they were on. And as I was reading it, I'm thinking, man, that had to take a little while. I want you to meet, hey, Uncle, you know, Esau, I'm so-and-so, you know. Had to take a little while. He had a large family. So we see they introduce themselves in verses 6 through 7. Now verse 8 through 11. And he said, again, speaking of Esau speaking, what meanest thou by all this drove which I met? In other words, the drove. Though that drove means that host. Remember, he had a host of cattle, of sheep. He was a very wealthy man. Speaking of Jacob, he brought all of that from Laban when he was there 20 years. He worked hard and God blessed him. So he came from Laban's home, very, very, very wealthy man. And Esau saw this grove. He said, what is this that I met? And Jacob answers, when he answered, he replies, and he said, they are to find grace in the sight of my Lord. In other words, again, he's calling Esau. He not only bowed to him seven times as for honor and respect. Again, he says, you're my Lord. Again, that sign of respect, even though he was his older brother by maybe just a minute or two. Remember, he came out holding his heel. Okay. Well, Jacob, let me finish to go verse number 11. And Esau said, I have enough, my brother. Because Esau was also a very wealthy man. I have enough. Keep that which thou hast unto thyself. Keep it, keep it. And Jacob said, nay, I pray thee, now if I have found grace in thy sight, then receive my present at my hand, that therefore I have seen thy face as though I've seen the face of God, and thou wast pleased with me. Take, I pray thee, my blessing that is brought to thee, because God has dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough. And he urged him, and he, speaking of Esau, took it. At first, Esau refused because I am a wealthy man. I got it. He used the word, I have enough. It's interesting in the word studies. The word enough here literally means that I have much. I'm wealthy. I don't need your gifts.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.